As FreeCodeCamp writes, jQuery is the most widely used JavaScript library and is used in more than half of all major websites. Its motto is write less, do more. jQuery simplifies web development by providing a variety of helper functions. These allow developers to construct DOM document object model interactions rapidly without having to write as much JavaScript themselves. jQuery, a toolkit that invented a new shorthand for otherwise sophisticated JavaScript programming, continues to live up to its creator's motto, write less, do more. jQuery is still popular among experienced developers. Still, anybody with little programming knowledge can leverage the framework to add complex functionality to their websites. Knowing what jQuery is and how to use it can help you save time if you code in JavaScript. It can help you code quicker and more efficiently, saving you energy and time. But what is it? Is it the same as JavaScript? Let's bust all myths. So, what is jQuery? As Ryan Benedetti writes in his book, Head First jQuery, jQuery is a JavaScript library specialized for changing web page documents on the fly. Released in January 2006 by John Rusick, jQuery is an open-source minified JavaScript library designed to make JavaScript operations easier. You can use jQuery to swiftly create a variety of instructions that would take significantly longer to code using HTML code. Although jQuery is not a language, it contains well-written JavaScript code. The company's official website says, it is a fast and concise JavaScript library that simplifies HTML document traversing, event handling, animating, and AJAX interactions for rapid web development. To work with jQuery, you must be familiar with JavaScript, HTML, and CSS fundamentals. jQuery is an extremely compact and well-written JavaScript code that boosts developer productivity by allowing them to perform crucial UI features with very little code. Event handling is a key element of the jQuery library. Adding events like mouse clicks and form submissions takes a few lines of code. It aids in keeping the HTML code clean and clear of event handlers. Its document object model DOM manipulation functionality makes it easy to modify HTML components using different event ways. You may add, update, and delete web items using the user-friendly web browser interface. Also, there is no need to learn new syntaxes to utilize jQuery. Simply understanding standard JavaScript syntax is enough. Plus, you get standard and cleaner code. There is no need to write numerous lines of code to accomplish sophisticated functionality. But how is it different from JavaScript? The key difference is that JavaScript is a programming language, whereas jQuery is a library. jQuery exists because JavaScript was the first. Their duties, however, are quite distinct. JavaScript is self-contained. However, jQuery is not. The goal of jQuery is to make it much easier to utilize JavaScript on your website. jQuery has been upgraded to function with several browsers. Therefore, if you plan to construct a project that will be utilized on multiple browsers, you should use jQuery rather than JavaScript. When performance is considered, you can find that JavaScript is slower than jQuery, although JavaScript is faster when accessing DOM. Complex or lengthier code may be simpler to understand and execute if written in jQuery, as longer code might include numerous errors in JavaScript. jQuery is easier to use to code with. Is it still relevant today? What do the statistics say? According to Stack Overflow's 2022 poll of web technologies used by professional developers, jQuery was utilized by slightly more than 29% of the more than 45,000 respondents. Among JavaScript libraries, jQuery was only second behind React.js, created at Facebook now Meta in 2011, and is now used by over 44% of those developers. However, existing web development efforts reveal only some of the picture. According to Built with Internet Technology Trends, jQuery will be found on over 80 million websites by 2022. That's a big edge over the almost 11 million React websites. For more than a decade, the jQuery library has been included in the core of WordPress, making it available out of the box to hundreds of themes that rely on its capabilities to construct dynamic websites. Another prominent content management system that includes jQuery as a major component is Drupal. Whatever technologies are now popular among developers, jQuery remains the most used JavaScript library on the web. So, where do you start learning jQuery? It's critical to grasp JavaScript before diving into a jQuery tutorial. A jQuery tutorial simplifies JavaScript. However, studying a jQuery tutorial is much simpler if you have a good JS foundation. We suggest you devote significant time to JavaScript as you learn to code and expand your development abilities. It has recently acquired popularity and matured into a much more versatile and useful language, making learning worthwhile. We also recommend reviewing jQuery's documentation to determine whether it may be used in your future project. We suggest the jQuery UI library since it has saved us a lot of time and will always have a special place in every developer's heart. jQuery is one of the world's most popular JavaScript libraries. It provides several benefits to web developers. Therefore, understanding how to utilize it should be your top focus. The jQuery library allows you to write less JavaScript code while retaining complete functionality. It helps you to work more effectively and concentrate on other aspects of the project. To get the full benefits of jQuery, we propose that you master the ins and outs of this technology by enrolling in a thorough course that covers the framework's fundamental building elements. So, what are you waiting for? Kickstart your jQuery journey with JavaScript. And if you need any help, Mars Devs has got your back. Follow us in our upcoming episode if you want to learn more about the world of technology and more about web development. Do you have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments. Ciao. Until next time.